hurts, you know, and I still do have trust issues, and those will never go away. It's definitely a form of emotional abuse. Because when you are being catfished, it's terrible because they're lying to you, and for you, it's real. I met Brad first back in May of 2009.
That's Alyssa. She met Brad first on MySpace. Yes, MySpace. Remember those days?
First, it started out as just like a friendship, and we would talk every day online.
Of course, eventually, she was hooked, but she wasn't the only one.
And there was details in Brad's story that, like, she and I actually talked to now that we're friends.
That's Lacey. She was also hooked.
There was a lot of, like, errors, and I think that's why this person worked so hard to make Alyssa and I enemies, because majority of our relationship with this person was based on getting her and I to hate each other. And I think the reason why is because if we were to become friends or talk, we would figure it out way sooner.
Yeah.
Both girls remained on the line for 6 years. And turns out, Brad was nowhere near who he said he was online. He was actually a she.
Sense now knowing that it was a woman, because she knew how to play on our emotions. And she knew ways to keep us stringing along, and she would give us such false hope to hold on to that, like, when things were good, they were so good that you wouldn't question the relationship.
And although neither girl questioned the relationship, fake Brad's cover was almost blown about 4 years into it at an electronic dance festival, or EDC, in Vegas.
Well, the first day of EDC, I'm walking through the main stage at the and the crowd is like 100,000 people. And I actually saw the real Brad, like the person I was getting pictures of.
Okay, let's pause for a second. Alyssa says she didn't go up to the real Brad at the time because fake Brad was not talking to her. So how did the catfish finally get caught?
I was talking to my mom because my mom knew everything, like, about this relationship. She was there for all the bad parts. She was there for me being excited about it. And we were talking, and she's like, you know what, honey, like, let's just do a background check.
So Lacey paid to get a background check on Brad and his supposed daughter, except
I couldn't find any hospital records for her. I couldn't find anything about him. And so then we decided to reverse search the phone number, because we had an actual phone number. It took a few years, but we finally got one. And so we searched that, and there was five names. And so finally, I had gotten one of my friends, Kaylee. She's like, I'm going to look up the phone number on Snapchat. She had searched the name or the number, and the name Stephanie.Ermy pops up.
So after a little more investigating, Lacey confirmed that she was being catfished and soon told Alyssa. But the story doesn't stop here, because not only were they left to deal with the aftermath, but there wasn't much they could do to take their catfish out of the ocean either.
That we were both very vulnerable and had low self-esteem, and I think that's what she preys on. Yeah. Well, that's what catfishes do. Yeah. Like, they find your weaknesses, and they find out what they can get away with, and they test the waters, and usually the catfish themselves, if they can't feel like they can't get anything out of you, they're going to move on to somebody else.
But she was getting a lot out of us.
We were looking into, like, okay, is there some kind of, like, group counseling you can get for this? Like, I know that we're not the only ones this happened to, and there's nothing out there.
Yeah.
So we're like, we need to spread more awareness about this.
It's very traumatizing.
And we've reached out to her family members and trying to, like, you know, let them know, like, okay, no disrespect to your family, but you need to get this person help, or do you have any idea what she's doing?
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't gotten responses from them either. I don't even know who your own family is.
No,
because behind a computer, you can be anybody.